Psalm 127, "The beloved are not the builders of the world." It matters that this psalm is by Solomon. The great builder of Israel, temple, palace, walls, storehouses, says the most humbling thing a builder can say: unless the Lord builds, brilliance can still be empty. After yesterday's psalm of tears turned to harvest, this Song of Ascents answers the next question: how shall the returned people live among ruins? Psalm 127 says, "Not like Babylon, by anxious striving and self-made security." The Hebrew word for vain rings out three times like a hammer. This is not an attack on work. Calvin rightly saw that the psalm does not make us idle. It cuts the nerve of proud self-reliance. Scripture never mocks labour. It mocks labour pretending to be providence. And house here is larger than a building. In Hebrew, bayit can mean a home, a household, even a dynasty. That opens a deep biblical thread. David wanted to build God a house, but in 2 Samuel 7, God answered that he would build David a house. That is always grace's order. We are forever trying to build upward. God saves by building downward into our weakness. Babel says, "Let us make a name." Zion says, "Unless the Lord..." Then comes the line about sleep, one of the tenderest in the Psalms. Psalm 121 told us that Israel's keeper does not sleep. Psalm 127 gives the sweet consequence: because he stays awake, you may sleep. Even more striking, his beloved may echo Solomon's other name, Jedidiah, given in 2 Samuel 12:25, beloved of the Lord. If so, the king is being reminded that his truest identity is not builder, but beloved. That may be the word many of us most resist. We would rather be useful than loved, productive than dependent. But God gives sleep not to the impressive, but to the beloved. The psalm then turns from walls to wombs. Western readers often hear these verses as simple family warmth. In ancient Israel, they were also public and covenantal. The city gate was not merely an entrance, it was the place of judgment, witness, and dispute. Excavated gates, such as those at Lachish, show chambers where civic life happened. So children as arrows are not trophies for private pride. They are a future given by God, meant to stand in the world with courage and truth. There is also an old Genesis echo here. The bread of toil and the fruit of the womb recall the curse of Genesis 3, where both work and childbearing are marked by pain. Psalm 127 quietly proclaims that what sin has burdened, God can still fill with gift. He does not merely rescue souls, he reclaims ordinary life. Augustine heard in this psalm the deeper city God alone can raise. Christians should hear that too. Christ says in Matthew 16:18 that he will build his church. The future of your home, your labour, your children, your ministry, even your rest, is safest when it is no longer yours to secure. Suggested cross-references: 2 Samuel 7:1-16, Genesis 3:16-19, Psalm 121:3-4, Zechariah 4:6, Matthew 16:18, Hebrews 3:4. Hymn suggestion: the church is one foundation. Prayer. Lord, forgive my restless heart for trying to hold up what only you can sustain. Teach me to labour faithfully, sleep trustingly, and receive every good gift as mercy, not achievement. Build what in me will last, and make me glad to be beloved before I'm useful. Amen.